you hear me now? You on, Eric? Hi, you on, Eric? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, on Eric.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. I'm just
okay,
doing
good.
A check here. Radio check. Check 1, 2. Check, check, check.
Yes.
Just doing a little bit of testing here, making sure this all works.
Did like your last guest. It was quite interesting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let's see if we're coming through on the stream here.
Did like your last guest. It was quite interesting.
Yes.
Oh, good.
There, we came through on the stream. That's kind of neat. We're streaming. We're in the live stream room right now, so we're streaming live.
Ooh.
How's that for neat?
Advanced shit.
So if you ever want, I think I've given you permanent permission to speak in this area. Not
okay.
Everyone can speak in this area.
Well.
But,
that's cool.
So if there's any time there's a fellow fakeologist around, you can go in, if you want the stream to go live, you can come over into this channel and it'll go live. Any other room, it will be, it won't be broadcast and it won't be saved.
Well,
interesting, huh?
So it's it will be automatically recorded as well on this live stream channel here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
But you can record it yourself at your end as well.
Hmm. When I recorded the last one, it came in a kind of strange file format, I think.
But, you know, well, I had to look that up. Now hold on, let me change your volume. You're too loud. Put you back at zero. No, go ahead and talk.
Yes.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, you found
it
though.
What that is it's a wave. Once a wave file goes over 4 gigabytes, it goes into a format that the European Union invented, believe it or not. Isn't
communist,
that something?
The European Union, by the way.
Pardon me?
The European Union is communist.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, there was a book written by, not the Club of Rome, the Club of
User joined your channel.
Club of Prague, which is a sister think tank, and he wrote about the political system in the Soviet Union was communist. And he wrote this in the 70s.
Oh, there you go. I gave a voice to Vidar. Vidar, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
There she is.
I can hear you.
What I did was, your phone has a voice. Your other login, which was your computer, has operator status. But I guess I could give that to your phone as well. Operator.
Okay.
What does that mean then?
I'm not sure what it means. I think it means that Vidar can grant people talk power on the live stream. Because anyone that comes into the live stream can't just start talking.
No, but that's sensible.
Yeah. Someone has to grant them power to talk.
Mm-hmm. Power grab.
Yeah. If you want, I can give you that power. You're a trusted source.
Yeah, give me power.
Okay. I'm going to give you operator
power.
I'm not sure if that works, but that means that if there's a trusted source, you can just, they can ask for permission to talk, and if you right-click over them, you can grant them power to talk.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
You just right-click their name, and
can you hear the background noise here?
Yeah, I hear the noise.
I'm just having dinner. I have a meeting tonight, so I'm Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Are you snoring?
Meeting night.
And last Monday of that week, of the month.
Okay. I hear Jan Eric.
Is it early
heavily.
For you, Jan Eric?
Am I?
Well,
no, is he snoring?
I thought it was your end making noise.
No, I'm just breathing. Then, okay, I'll just stay
out. Well, stop breathing.
Okay. I can take the microphone.
Chris got a show going tonight?
Sound really good on this one.
Yeah, much better.
What was that?
Yeah, it's much better on this one.
So I think I took Jan Eric's recording for episode 118. I got so many recordings, I don't know whose I used. I was getting confused. I don't think I have yours now, right, Vidar? Vidar, I didn't get your recording from the...
No. I'll work on it tonight when I get home.
Okay. I can't even remember what that recording is of. Was Jan Eric on that call?
No, it was Psyopticon, or Ugly Edna, or Not So Ugly Edna. I don't know what her name is.
It's a he.
It's something Edna.
She's right. He.
What is it? Evil Edna. I was thinking Ugly Edna.
Okay. So, Vidar, do you understand what this live stream channel is?
It goes out on your website?
It goes on s3.fakeologist.com.
I could not see the S3 on the front page of your website, Tim.
No, I know. You just have to type it into the URL bar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or if you go to the website, on the top, under audio chat.
Click on S2 and then change it to 3.
Well, you can type it in yourself, too. You've got fingers.
Okay.
Not to be rude about it. Yeah, at the bottom of the
sometimes
audio
you
chat
have fingers.
Page, it says yes. S3.fakeologist.com.
Let's see.
I'm going to turn my mic off because that buzzing is annoying.
Yeah, this is just new technology. We're trying it out best we can.
That's interesting. I think it can work.
I think it might work.
Yeah.
It's just something different. See if...
Sound.
You have the player. Yeah. I think it can work.
Yeah, Jan Eric, you sound younger on here.
Do I? Yeah,
voice,
I think
it sounds younger.
Sound
yeah.
quality is better on this one.
On which one?
On this, as opposed to Skype?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Sound quality is important when you're trying to make
sense.
But
you do have your morning voice, though. Is it morning there?
No, it's a quarter. Well, yeah, quarter to three.
That's his all-night voice.
Okay.
all night long.
Thank goodness we have these friends that stay up through the night, right, Ab?
Well, the Europeans, yeah.
What
otherwise,
happens
you never
now?
Talk to them.
Yeah. What happens?
No, I'm just fiddling with a...
So Johnny sends me this link. I have to tell you. Johnny sends me this link today because I told him that my friend knows of the one of the Boston Marathon bombing victims. So he sends me this link, and I'm watching the video. And they flash this page of all these people. And I freeze on that page of all the people, and there's my friend. So I asked her because I said it looked like it was a photo of a bunch of people in like the stands of a sporting event or something like that, and there's this big sign that says "Get Well, John Odom," I think his name is. So I emailed my friend and I said, so what was this? Was this a sporting event or what was it? And they said it was she said it was in the middle of winter and it was freezing cold and it was a photo op. They just called all of his friends together to take a picture to send to him while he was supposedly in the hospital. So.
Well, this is a clue.
I actually know. Yeah.
It's a clue to fakery.
I actually know someone. I know. But, like, I've let her know what I think of the whole thing, too, because it's like he's been to her house a few times, but she knows him as a friend of a friend, so. But I was just surprised.
Summarize exactly what? So how can you just summarize how this is part of the deception?
Well, my point was is that they were talking about who is it, Maggie, that has Maggie knows people in some of the psyops, and I said, well, you know, I have someone that knows someone in one too, so it's like they're not all actors. I think they take people from community or. Like, he's supposedly a high up, and he was just getting ready to retire, and he's high up in some big corporate plumbing company that serves the very big corporations. So it's not unrealistic to think that he may be, or a CIA person that was just retiring, you know, and they gave him an exit out.
I thought
it was funny because I was at her place and she had said that her sister had seen him or something and he was doing surprisingly well for all that he'd gone through. I thought that, well, of course he would be after supposedly 11 operations. But I watched that thing about what recording. I watched the video and
user in your channel like stopped the recording.
I watched the video and what the people had said.
That wasn't me.
The wife had said it didn't match the pictures. But anyways, I just had to share. But the pictures didn't match the story. And his injuries didn't match what his wife was saying. And I don't recall his wife actually being in the video with him when she was saying that his muscle was hanging out of his leg and he was bleeding profusely. I didn't see the blood.
Yeah, pyrotechnics are very lethal, so.
So. Yeah.
Interesting. Let me just.
I was thinking about what Blue Moon said in an interview with you, Ab, that you got somewhere that there were probably 6 million intelligence assets in the United States, and if you have that many, it's not a problem to pull off this type of. Operations and have people in the community being paid to lie to people on the streets and people they know and stuff. 6 million is quite many. Uh-huh.
6 million. That 6 million number pops up all over the place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. People own this system. They print the money, so it's money is no issue. In East Germany, and a third of the population.
But his wife almost started crying. I thought.
Hello?
Yeah.
In East Germany, a third of the population was employed by Stasi. One third.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yes. What's the time at your location over there?
It is 5:45. Thing about like what? I watched the video, and
Well, I just want to do a quick test, guys, on this recording.
User
one
in
sec.
Your
check one
two.
Check 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 1 2. Check.
User in your channel stopped recording.
One sec. Check 1 2. Check 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 1 2. Check.
We'll check checking levels.
Well, no, I wanted to, last time I was getting a screaming noise when I talked, so that was just a computer problem. A lot of your problems are solved when you reboot your system.
Uh-huh.
Those are my favorite problems. You waste all this time.
No, Banazir's kids aren't here.
No.
I think they are there.
They sound like it, don't they?
Okay, yeah. There is Banazir's secret wife, the second one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Whoops, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Well,
oh, that's okay.
Vidair has okay. Many Sorry. Male psychologist admirers, including myself. So.
Oh, you guys are just too kind.
Well, how can we not be? You're with it.
Yeah.
I find that quite amazing because I have too few women actually into truth and stuff. But women are more prone to be submissive in this type of system we have. They seek security and the government of the system is yeah.
Looking back Father. Through my family history, my mother is a very strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much a leader in her community, and actually she pointed out through her family that all the women were very strong.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny, I was talking to Kay Hamid on the phone, and it was funny because we have some great ideas for a show, and we're not going to give them to you guys because we're going to use them ourselves. But well, just
Kay Hamid is a woman, right?
Yeah.
Just
She's
to
a
give
math
an idea,
teacher.
Just to help Muslim you well. Out, if you're interested, you could stream it over in this stream at any time. That way you don't have to make any schedules. Just come on over and stream it. You're going to record it. I just wanted to...
Because we had a great conversation, and I wish we would have had it recorded.
Well, have it over here. That's what I created this for.
Yeah. Look, you're just doing them all a favor, Ab. You're just recording all of us so that we're going to be there for them when they need to come get us in the night.
What the fuck are they waiting for?
Don't scare people now.
I know. But, you know, you have to get over that hump in order to get here, right?
Yes.
Because I remember thinking, you know, oh, my God, they know who I am. And it's really... They don't care who I am.
No, they just want the data. Because when we speak, they have software who do transcripts, and then they can analyze what we're saying, put it into algorithms and get statistics out, how many mm-hmm. speaking about this topic, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
right.
That's what the main purpose of it at this time of...
My view on how they handled Katrina shows just how inept they are when it comes to managing the herd that way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm leaving the sound.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just doing something else. I don't have to talk. I'm multitasking. I'm not listening perfectly.
Yes. Tim, did you see that picture I sent you of the Norwegian terrorists? The passport.
I did see that. That's not even on the radar here.
It was issued on the 11th of September 07, and expired date was 11th of September 2017. He's allegedly a white convert terrorist.
I couldn't read the passport, but that's amazing.
It never stops, does it?
That's unbelievable.
So fucking predictable.
Where did you send that to me? What million ways of communication did that go?
I think I sent it over Skype.
That would be worth posting if I can find it.
Yeah, I thought you would post it because I thought it was quite interesting.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it on my
other. I think I sent it translated as well. It's from VG, the newspaper that lied their asses off on the 22nd of September 3 years ago. No.
Well, it's hard to see, July. But I can see it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that mean it's valid from September 11th?
These things again, but it's like they're.
It was issued on the 11th of September 2007, and it expires on the same date in 2017.
Okay.
And now they are scaring the living daylights of the people here, and all the cops are having guns, and all the borders are policemen with MP5 Heckler and Koch machine guns on every on railway stations and on the airports and everything.
So he's, what is he wanted for? What is this guy?
It's allegedly that a terrorist, a Norwegian one, is fighting in Afghanistan or something. What's the backstory?
So this is your newest terrorist?
Yes, and he's white, and he's Norwegian, and he's a Muslim. So now they pulled Muslims.
Oh my God, he's got it all going
together.
On.
Yeah. So now you have to be afraid of everybody. It's going to be a lot of snitching. Police are going to get a lot of feedback from the audience. The Norwegians are totally scared now. It's strange to be here.
Don't you feel sorry for those people? Like I just...
Yes. I tried to explain to a friend of mine that this is probably not true, but no. And he wanted more police. And saying it's going to be police there. Yeah, that was good. Then we needed more police and stuff.
Yeah, okay,
Hegelian dialectic running smoothly and perfectly.
I'll post this for sure.
The day thereof, on the 22nd of July 2011, I was thinking, like, just a few minutes after I found out what happened. Yeah, now we're going to get a police state in Norway, and it took 3 years, so now they have implemented it. I don't think the cops are going to deliver back their guns.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. And it feels kind of surreal to see them have guns wearing them now, because I've never seen it before here. Yeah. Strange. But they
where
have
was students. I going? I was going somewhere, I think coming out of a restaurant or going into a restaurant, and the guys were coming out, and they were those police officer, like SWAT-looking teams, which it was almost alarming to see them dressed in that gear.
Yeah, full of roids as well, I would imagine.
Really scary looking, intimidating.
Yeah, they are trained dogs for the elites.
Elites like
call the military and the police their dogs. They respect them less than they respect us, actually. Which is kind of logical. Yeah.
Just posting it now.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a poor translation. It says,
yeah,
the
security
service shall not detect any sign of life from terrorist accused Anders Cameroon Austin Vig Dale for a long time. What are they trying to say there? Cause
I think I have to look at the original one. Maybe
because that doesn't quite make sense. Does that mean they think he was dead?
No, I'll see if I have it here. I'll find it. I can try to translate it. There.
It's at the top. It's at the very top. Of the,
yeah,
it's the top headline.
Let's see. Yeah. There.
You know, you can contribute to Google's translation. You can contribute a better translation.
Politiet, Sikkerhetstjeneste, PST, that is, like, that would be, like, CIA, no, not CIA, but,
FBI?
Yeah, FBI / CIA, yeah, FBI.
By the way, you said that, Tavistock was M4, is that what
MI4, yes.
I thought that was interesting. That was fascinating. Yeah, sure.
What's the difference between MI4 and MI5?
MI5 is internal. MI6 is outside England. MI4 is psychological warfare department. So MI5 would be like FBI and MI6 would be like CIA. Yeah. We have military intelligence in Norway as well, so that would be like CIA.
You know who it is in Canada?
Well, we have a CSIS. They're called CSIS.
Okay, I was going to say, I wonder, because you never hear anything about them.
They're not doing anything that we know. I don't think there's any great international threat.
Yeah.
So they call this thing, they've issued a red notice for this guy. Red is Jungle Surfer's favorite color when it comes to the elite and color.
One of the theories is that he might be dead, but at the same time as they are investigating him for being active participant in Al-Qaeda. After a long investigation, the Norwegian PST has for a while now, what do you call it when you... charged man, 35-year man, for participating in terrorist organization Al-Qaeda.
Don't you laugh when you hear the word terrorist? When somebody sniffs. Do you think we're all really busy with
that? I read this book about this Norwegian soldier who was on the East Front during the Second World War, and he was recruited as an SS soldier and fighting the Russians. And in that book, the Germans... Nazis that were occupying Norway, they labeled the Norwegian resistance movement as terrorist. So it's not a new thing.
Mm.
So
I just think that, you know, who would first of all be a terrorist and go up against the biggest, strongest, most funded country in the world?
Like nobody.
Where would the
nobody with a sound mind. Sorry to interrupt, but Derek, can you just give me a couple of the other highlights of the terror memes of this terrorist, Jan Erik? I've got the red notice, using the color red, Rosicrucian and all that. He's allegedly a Muslim.
It's a convert. He converted from Christianity to...
Oh, a converted Muslim.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What else? What are the other memes can I put in the post?
It's been on the radar of the American intelligence community for a long time. And this week, been let known that he was placed on the United States terror list.
Oh, same first name as our famous friend Anders Breivik.
Of course.
That's important. That's useful. I'm just trying to find similarities.
This is not to trigger the trauma of the other one. No.
Well, yeah, they're just tying it all together. What else we got here that's obvious? Too bad he wasn't 33.
The Norwegian citizen is by the Americans described as a specially designed global terrorist, SDGT.
Wow.
He's an USA uses as a description of especially important terror people, persons.
Global terrorist. So he's an enemy of the globalists. Wonderful.
Yeah, he is an SDGT team.
Wow. That's a new designation.
A specially designated global terrorist.
Well, I was going to say specially designed, but it's designated, slightly different word.
Yeah.
I'm going to put designed in brackets, designated.
That's a new abbreviation, SDGT.
Wow.
I suspect you are an SGT. Okay.
I think a terrorist is any enemy of the state. Really.
The Norwegian has, or there is a big risk that he will do terror acts. That's threatening the security of the United States citizens. Or the national
what,
security.
What's about that? He's a threat to the United foreign States?
Foreign politics or economy of the United States writes USA's foreign secretary, John Kerry.
What was he doing in Yemen? Does he have some connection with Yemen? They love to pick on Yemen.
Yeah.
Funny, because you start seeing all of these and you know who's employed by them now. I couldn't stop laughing.
He was trained in Yemen.
I think he was interviewed on Norwegian TV a few years ago, this guy. He's probably a well-paid actor.
Okay, so he's a real person with...
Yeah, I think so. They were home at his parents' house and interviewing them and stuff. That was before he was labeled a terrorist, though.
By the way, I granted you operator power. That should allow you to let people talk in this live stream, Jan Erik.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if it doesn't. Because
Magnus Ranstorp, chief scientist at the Center for Asymmetric Threats.
Asymmetric threats?
Yeah.
Close to a symmetric threat?
At the Norwegian University for the military says that members of Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula are highly conscious of security. So these are real professional people. They send messages by couriers to each other. This is such a bad, bad story. It's like a sea movie. It could not have been scripted in a B movie. It's that bad. He was trained in the town of Azan.
Is in Yemen?
Yes.
What is it about Yemen that they use that as the favorite punching bag? Can they not speak?
Well, it's one of the countries the original Jews settled after they scattered from Palestine, Yemen. There you have real Jews, presence. Not the European fake ones. He's reading the Quran. Ooh.
Well, what else would you read if you were a Muslim? Not People magazine.
No. Or Playboy.
Yeah, Playboy. He read Playbook. Playbook of the bakery.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's hard to keep up, isn't it?
Yes. And of course, his name is Anders. But he has four names, so he hasn't done anything yet. But if they blame him for something, we'll probably use only three names on him.
Do you think these child pornography stories where they arrest... They make these big arrests, big media-sponsored arrests. Do you think they're real?
No. The child pornography thing is just to justify their surveillance of the computers people have. We have to do it because they have to take these evil pedophiles. I think that's the real reason behind those stories. That's my conclusion so far.
Because we just had another one in Toronto.
There are pedophiles, but in the upcoming scenario, we should be suspicious of everybody. So. Ooh, maybe our neighbor is a pedophile.
I'm just reading the paper. It's so easy to just find stories that are questionable. And what's your opinion of the West Nile virus? And it says here mosquitoes test positive for West Nile virus. How do you test a mosquito for virus? Do they have needles that are small enough to? Where do they store the West Nile? I'm just wondering. What do they grind them up into a little powder and then?
I'm not even sure viruses exist. To be quite honest.
Like viruses? I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah,
and
they are micro small. It's not possible to see them with an ordinary microscope, and only with a electronic one that they have. That scientists have. You can't see a virus at home, even if you bought a very expensive ordinary microscope. I think something is making us sick. But I don't believe in viruses.
Interesting.
That's me, though.
I have to, though.
Of course. I think sickness is 100% linked with malnutrition.
Malnutrition, I buy that. Yeah. I like that.
The United States government looked into how mineralized the food supply in the United States was early in the 30s, and at that time it was reduced by over 90%. And there are over 100 minerals, and your human body needs all of them. So when you take that out, it's not strange that we become sick. I think.
Why do they always choose middle-aged white guys with goatees for their child porn arrests?
Middle-aged white guy with a goatee?
No, that's a typical. I'll put it in the our little private chat here. Click on that.
Where?
I put it in
out of this
on the bottom of TeamSpeak here. See that? Well, I should put it in the live stream. No, I put it in the wrong
star?
Place.
The star news, crime, thrown man faces 9 charges.
Yeah. You've got 2 tabs on the bottom.
Yeah.
Click on it. Two different chats. Two different chats at the bottom. See, we could do a broadcast every night just reading the newspaper.
Yeah. And he faces 9 charges, not 7 or 8 or 6 or 5 or 10, but 9.
I know. And the story is so vague.
Yeah.
5 and 7 is what, 12?
Do you think there's anything in the names that they choose to create?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think they take pictures of people we know in the media and then they
morph them?
Somebody's nose. Yeah, somebody's nose. Yeah. They all kind of look familiar.
Yes. This guy looks kind of familiar to me.
No, that's what I thought.
I've seen
that
face before.
Well, this guy's got some odd coloring of his face. He's got sort of a darkened left and right side of his bald head. So it's a dark there. It's a very clear line up and down the side. What would cause that other than bad photo slopping?
Yeah.
What kind of suntan are the side of your head, is the side of your bald head darker than the front?
Exactly.
Would that be, you'd have to wear a mask around town. Even his shirt is unevenly placed over his shoulders.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, his ears are uneven, his eyes are uneven. Dirt.
It's a mess. It's a complete photo slop mess.
Yes.
Beard is uneven.
What's that, Jan? What's that, Vidar?
His beard, it's like kind of bulky on one side, on the right side.
Yeah.
Left side.
It's uneven.
His lines across his forehead kind of go off on a slant, too. They're not even. Weird, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it looks like a bad photo slop morphing, where if they do take ears and eyes and blend them into a face, this is what the result would be.
Then the lines in his face are off.
Yeah, you're right. They're not.
Nothing. There's no sim at all.
He's born 90.
Around his ears. Do you see how around his ears it's like cut out? From his ears to his.
There's no doubt that they haven't changed the background here. The great background.
Why is there no doubt?
Because you can see around the head that it's kind of
trim around his ears.
Yeah, it's a sloppy job. It's not well done.
Yeah, there's some skin leakage into the background on the right ear.
This is bad photoshopping. But when you
see, nobody ever looks at this stuff.
People who are constantly scared, they don't apply any logic.
I'm just trying to read the paper, for God's sakes. You know,
it's comedy hour to read the newspapers. Nothing holds water, really.
Crazy. The only thing real is the weather and traffic.
Yes.
I know traffic's real because I'm stuck in it every day.
It sucks.
Don't you find yourself looking at all those people thinking, some editor in some back room coming up with all these stories?
Well, Parker,
you put your microphone in your mouth.
I think it's people from the intelligence services who actually do this work, and they just feed it to the newspapers.
Yeah, it's like a news feed, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There was this side Norwegian politician a few years ago. He was being surveilled by the Norwegian secret police and on live news. The news were live. He said that all the newspapers and all the TV channels have people from both military intelligence and the ordinary police intelligence censoring and doing everything every day. So on the rerun, it was taken out.
I heard a story this morning. I heard a story here, story locally here. Some year-old man ran out of his house. This woman and this man broke into his house. He threatened them, and the woman said, "Don't shoot me, I'm pregnant." Supposedly chased her down the alley, and the 80-year-old man shot and killed her.
Oh.
Started thinking, well, that sounds like it could be a real story. Because I couldn't see any of the numbers in the story, and I thought, well, maybe it's real. And then, but see, here in the United States, you can look up homeowners.
Okay.
He was the homeowner, and I couldn't find his name in any of like a property there. So, and I thought, well, maybe I'm not looking at it right. So I picked out some people that I knew owned homes in that area, and I could find them. Then I thought, nah.
Interesting. Yeah, for us, we have to go pay money at the registry office. There's nothing online.
Find out.
Pay.
You can see. You can see who transferred the ownership to who, and
yeah. We can't do that here. It's not. It's inconvenient, so no one's going to do it.
Yeah, you have to go to the land registry office here as well and file
and pay money.
Stuff. Yeah.
And you might not even get the information right away. You might have to come back.
But yeah, just made it to you like 6 weeks later.
Yeah. And if you want to do it online, you need I think you need authorization, and it's about four times as much.
You need a special license or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have business that does that.
It's much more, though, that you pay for the convenience. Now, how could you... The irony is, of course, the convenience is eliminating just the labor of... So it's...
Right.
It's actually...
They're protecting jobs.
Well, whatever they're doing, they're just making it difficult.
Yeah.
So
when is the
United States have a little bit of freedom left, but it's soon gone, I think.
Maybe
we are further ahead here in Norway and Canada because, of course, we are highly socialist, so it's more government control here. United States is behind us, but. They are speeding ahead now, so I think they're going to pass us soon.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Because the changes now, I think they are exponential. It's accelerating faster and faster and faster.
Maybe, yeah.
Somebody's got it in for this country.
Yeah, you finished.
Moving back home.
Yeah, I would do that. I think.
I do have options. Yeah.
Yeah. I think United States is going to be a serious police state soon, but it looks like it's going to be that here as well now, so.
Wonderful.
We are animals in a, what do you call it, we're laboratory animals. We're living in different laboratories as three. Different type of experiment. Different,
by the way, were you guys able to connect to this this server easily, or did you get errors?
No, not now.
I might have got one error, one or two errors when I connected tonight.
But it did eventually connect, obviously, because that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Well, I see. All your the chat is still here. The old, well,
all the old
chat.
Stuff.
Do you guys see the live stream chat? Does your history go back?
I'll check.
Or maybe it's only for me because I've been in it longer. Maybe if you weren't in it,
yeah, it's only for you.
Okay, because I've left this window open. I guess if you rebooted your computer, you'll lose it.
Yeah, I won't have today's.
Because what do you shut your machine down?
No, I will shut the program down.
Oh, okay.
The sound quality here is quite good, I think.
Yeah, you sound like you're right there.
And the resources it uses on the computer are minimalistic.
Yeah, that's cool, because Skype sucks.
Well, Skype has got a ton of overhead, and it's doing all kinds of things you probably don't need. Probably don't need whatever it's doing.
I just quickly went through some of this on the internet, and they were saying that this takes a lot of processing power.
This what program?
Does? Yeah.
Where does it
you might
say
want
that?
To look and see. I don't know. It was just when I brought it up. You know how you read search engine? It says something about it uses a lot of processor power.
Compared to Skype?
Didn't get a chance to read it.
Well, maybe it's maybe that was created by Microsoft to scare you away from something that's actually useful.
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
At the beginning, I was really excited that we could get real reviews of products and services online, but now, of course, most likely filled with paid people paying to stack what could have been a real comment against certain products and whatnot. So
yeah,
it's very disheartening.
I would imagine that Microsoft has a lot of people on the payroll to do
it. Move your microphone up front. Your microphone further up front. It's like right under your chin, is it?
No.
How can you see him?
I don't know. I can hear it.
I don't have a camera, so that's not possible. Can I hear him better now?
You're breathing. I think it's better. When it's higher, it's better. Because it's like right under where you're breathing.
I'll take it lower. Is it better now?
Stop breathing?
No.
No, it sounds better.
Then. Yeah, put it further down. So.
It was like right in your breathing, your breath path, or path of your breathing.
But there it knows about these things.
I have the setting on the microphone on the maximum sound quality.
Yeah.
Sound quality, yeah. This is a cheap headset, though. It costs like...
See how you... How when you're not even saying anything, your light's on, because it's like catching your breathing.
Hmm.
Huh.
Well, no, I think it's... I think his microphone is on too sensitive.
Yeah.
It's, when you stop talking, your microphone should... The blue light should go off.
Yeah, I tried to adjust it. I just did it fast last night, so...
Yeah, you can optimize it. Yeah, but when you stop talking, it should definitely go out.
Yeah, I'll try to change it. Let's see.
Well, you guys, I have to go for probably about a half hour to an hour, so I will catch you guys later.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay, nice chatting with you. I'm going to have to bail out, too, because I have to
let's see.
But there, when is the female fakeologist show going to get together?
I don't know. Maybe we might do something tonight. I'll see what Kay has doing because she's on vacation. So
yeah, you're going all your digital garble right now. I guess your phone is.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. So Kay Hammett is going to get going on this. She was struggling to get online here because you're sort of a technical wizard.
Yeah, I was
going to
see if I could help her. Yeah, I was going to see if I could help her tonight. I'll see if she's around.
Boom, 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 boom. Let's see.
So I will let you go, and I will catch you guys later.
Hello.
Okay, we'll look forward to the female fakeologist show. That'll be great.
No.
Make sure you record it.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, toodles. Begin to. What's that, Jan Erik? Jan Erik, you disabled your mic. Okay, folks, well, that's how it works. You can just drop into this audio chat anytime, and people come and go. It's not scheduled, and then we just post it. That's how it works, though. It's random, it's raw, and it's mostly unedited. I'm not going to spend time editing these audio chats, so you'll have to expect dead streams and...
Is it working now?
Yeah, but the light is still on.
All the
time. Still too,
user in your channel timed out.
It's still too sensitive.
Yeah, I'll adjust it later.
Yeah, you can adjust it later. If the light is always on, it means it is going to pick up your breathing because it's just on hypersensitivity.
Yes.
It'll pick up a stiff breeze as well, I'm sure.
Well, I'm inside, so that's no problem.
Right, but...
Set up wizard. The voice activation test. I look into this tomorrow, I think. Nah, I'll do this later.
Yeah, well, you could do it later. Well, I'm going to buzz off, Jan Erik. So, again, you have, I've given you an operator of this channel authority. So if someone you want to talk to doesn't have authority, you can grant it to them, I think.
Yeah, that's cool. That's nice.
You can grant them authority to talk.
Yeah, this can be nice. It's a new way we'll do things, I guess.
It's just another form of communication. And
yes.
You can hold court whenever you want here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be
nice.
Interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's cool. Cool,
yes,
as you say.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go make some adjustments and then we'll talk. We'll maybe see you tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
User left your channel.
The void. Front mic. Yes, I take it down like that. Hello. So, Brook, huh? Okay. Okay. Yes. Done.